Hello, hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of What's Stopping You. I'm your host, Kelsey Jones, and today's episode is one that you guys have requested, you guys have been waiting for, and it honestly answers all your questions about me moving to freaking New York City. Now, if you haven't been following this podcast for a while, you might not know, but I'll just give y'all the quick little spiel. I'm Kelsey. I'm 21 years old. I'm a designer currently living in Austin, Texas, completing my degree this semester at the University of Texas, and I will be moving to New York City to pursue a design role. I don't have a job yet, but I am just looking for a job working in design as a visual or product designer in technology companies. And I'm honestly just moving to New York for opportunities and for a change of pace. I've lived in Austin my entire life and I'm ready to make moves in my life. And I felt like New York City was calling me, so I decided to go. Me and Sarah will get more into it later in the episode. But speaking of Sarah, I am joined by Sarah Whitney, who is the host of the It Ain't It Sis podcast, which she talks all about entrepreneurship, women, mental health, all of these topics. Body confidence, a lot of things, anxiety, I could name it all. I've listened to every single episode of her podcast, by the way, but I met her through the podcast about a year ago, and we have decided to move to New York City together. So we did this crazy thing where she's actually from Arizona, and I met her again on the internet about a year ago, and I had never met her in person. And so we've just been texting, FaceTiming, calling, Zooming, all of the things for about a year or so. And we decided, you know what, it's time to bite the bullet and meet each other in person. And so Sarah decided to fly out to Austin, Texas to come spend a weekend with me and me just show her around my beautiful city and just kind of get to know her, because obviously we have not met in person, but it was crazy. I picked her up at the airport. And it was honestly a surreal moment because I was like, oh my gosh, like she's a real human. Like it was just a moment. And it was crazy because she's just exactly like she is in her podcast, on the phone, everything in real life. So it was an incredible weekend. We had so much fun together. We got to do lots of things. She got to meet all my friends. And it just made us honestly infinitely more excited to move to New York City. So I'm just like on cloud nine. It's a couple days later after she left, and I'm, yeah, on cloud nine because I am so, so excited for this next chapter of my life, and I'm so, so grateful to have Sarah coming along for the ride with me. So you guys are in for a treat in this episode, and I will say that I unfortunately had lost my voice when I recorded this episode, and I kind of, in my mind before recording it, went back and forth wondering if I should actually record it. But I was like, you know what, this would probably be the only opportunity for us to record an episode in person sitting together at the same desk until we move together, which will be in a few months. You'll hear all about it in the episode. But yeah, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to pass up this opportunity. So I'm very, very sorry that I do sound really raspy. I did lose my voice. And honestly, I'll listen back to this in a minute when I start editing this, but my voice is not fully 100% right now. And that is because I've had strep for like a month. I had it twice in a row, so that was great. And I also think I have something wrong with me where like I have like chronic laryngitis, like it just flares up constantly. So going to a doctor for that. But yeah, I'm very sorry that my voice is not 10 out of 10 in this episode, but I just had to record the episode. I've wanted to do this for months now, and I wanted to answer all you guys' questions that you asked on Instagram. So if you ever want to participate in Q&As, be sure to follow my Instagram at What's Stopping You Podcast, and also my personal at Kelsey Lynn Jones, and I will ask y'all for questions occasionally and answer them on the pod. So that is the spiel. I am so excited for y'all to listen to this episode, and let's go ahead and get into it. Oh my gosh, you guys, she's here.
Hello, everyone.
I'm so excited for you to be on the podcast today. This is like monumental.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Like, I feel like we have been trying to do this for forever, but now we're like, it's real life.
Yeah, like this is a long time coming. Sarah and I are in the same room. This is not a Zoom recording.
In the real life.
Oh my gosh. Well, welcome to the podcast. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for the people that don't know you, even though they should know you, and I've talked about you maybe 57 times.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I am the host of the It Ain't It Sis podcast. I am a writer. I am a freelancer. And I am going to be Kelsey's roommate in New York City. So I think that's like what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm super excited.
Yeah, a lot of people ask like how we met, and we can like detail the story before we like get into all the questions that you guys had. But people like ask me how we met, and we obviously met over the internet. And this is the first time I've seen her in real life. She's in my bedroom currently, like
this sleeping in her bed.
Oh, yes, yes. She flew all the way from Arizona to come see me, so I'm like so grateful. But like I can't believe that we're doing this. And yeah, we met over the internet like over a year ago. We had this realization yesterday. We've known each other for a year.
I didn't realize it was like that long, because that's when I was talking to her roommate. She was like, yeah, you've apparently known her for like over a year. And I was like, I have? And then I realized, I was like, wow, time flies by fast when you're in a pandemic.
In a pandemic. Yeah. Literally, I can't believe like so much time has passed and we hadn't met each other in person, and now we're meeting each other in person. Well, we met each other yesterday in person. I picked this woman up from the airport, and now we're here and we're gonna do this. So excited. But so I'm gonna go ahead and let Sarah do this week's midweek motivation. I haven't had a guest on in a while, so you can take it away. What do you wanna inspire the people with?
So, I don't know. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I feel like it goes in with today's theme of, like, the episode, and it's feel the fear and do it anyways, because I feel like so oftentimes people get paralyzed by fear and then don't want to, like, you know, just pursue whatever they have on their heart, but, and they need, people also need to realize that, like, you're always going to have fear, but you just need to do it anyway. So, thus, feel the fear and do it anyways. Like, you know, New York, we're probably
a little afraid.
We probably definitely, you know, don't know what we're getting ourselves into.
Absolutely not.
But, you know, it'll be a fun adventure. We're young.
Yeah, like, we'll talk about it more. Some of y'all ask questions about being afraid of moving to New York. So we'll talk all about that. But, yeah, I think it's good to just, like, conquer your fears. And especially being the age that we are. Like, I'm 21, you're 23, like, we're so young, it's the time to take risks.
Yeah, like, we don't really have anything to lose, too. It's not like we are tied down in any way, so that's, like, the nice part about it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm so excited. This is gonna be, like, probably one of the most, like, not ridiculous or insane, but, like, just the most life-changing, insane things I've ever done. I mean, it's not, like, very impromptu. We've been planning this for, like, 6 months or a year.
Probably, I think, more than a year.
Yeah, like, ever since we met, we kind of like had it on our radar that we wanted to move. And like, once we both knew we wanted to move, we were like, let's do it together.
Yeah, I know. I remember like the first time you were like, we should be roommates. And I was like, wait, I didn't even think about that. And I was like, okay, you know, you seem normal.
Do you still think I'm normal?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I think she's normal. Mom, she's normal. Mom, she's normal.
Yeah, we're both normal. It's funny too, because it was like either, you know, you could always find, like, Facebook groups where you, like, join that and you, like, basically meet randos, which is pretty common to do. But I was a little bit nervous about, you know, going, because I didn't know anyone moving there. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to, like, have, like, all of these potential weird situations, especially in, like, a place that I'm not comfortable in. So that's why I was like, oh, I'm so glad that you offered like that. And I was like, familiar, oh, yeah, that's so smart. Yeah. And then now we're doing it.
Yeah. So in today's episode, I just wanted to answer some of you guys' questions, address all of the things that y'all have been asking and wanting to know the answers to for months. So I asked on Instagram, if you don't follow me on Instagram, you should, or the podcast as well. It's at What's Stopping You Podcast. Me, personally, Kelsey Lynn Jones, follow that too. Follow Sarah as well. She'll plug herself at the end. But yeah, I asked you guys some questions just to see what was up with y'all, what y'all wanted to know, and we're just going to give y'all the rundown. So,
sounds good.
First question, the biggest question, literally everybody asks me this like every single day, is when are we moving? Sarah, when are we moving?
Well, as soon as possible, ideally, but Also, we both are graduating next month, so obviously not within the next month.
Yeah.
Your girls are trying to find some jobs.
We don't have jobs.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Everyone's like, oh, you guys are, like, roommates and you're moving. Like, when are you moving? And they're like, well, it really just depends on our job situation. Yeah. I mean, ideally, like, you know, more realistically, like, September, I'm assuming, because it takes a while to get jobs.
End of the summer, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would like to get there before it starts snowing.
Yeah, and getting cold. That's not going to be good to move in the snow.
No, I want a hot girl summer in NYC.
In New York, yes. Yeah, I mean, basically, when are we moving? Long story short, TLDR, we don't freaking know. And it's going to happen when it happens.
Exactly.
I mean, this year. It'll happen this year.
Yeah, it's definitely happening this year because also I'm living with my parents currently. And, you know, I need to move out for my own sanity.
The independence.
I miss it. R.I.P.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think, yeah, long story short, we're just going to move when we can. As soon as possible is ideal. But, like, when we get there, we get there. The next question is, what areas are we interested in moving to? Like, what neighborhoods?
I think, you know, we've talked about this, obviously, but, like, Lower Manhattan, I feel, like, is the hop-in place for all the young people. And, obviously, like, you can live anywhere in the city and I'm sure be happy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my family also, like, all lives in New York and they said, like, FIDI, which is, like, the financial district, or, like, West Village, East Village is all, like, great places to live. Like, Lower East Side, basically. I don't know. I feel like... Basically, I just want to meet as many young people, like, people our age, because obviously we're only going to know really each other.
Yeah. I mean, I know a couple people that live in the city, but, like, nobody I'm close with.
No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like that is, like, a good place to go. But, you know, I'm, like, open to other places, but, like, that's probably, like,
my main... I think another, like, piece of advice people have given me about moving to the city is, like, you'll never know where you want to live until you live there. So, like, just being open-minded, going and visiting, and, like, just getting an apartment, living there for a year, and then after a year, if you, like, decide to stay in the city, you'll know where you want to live.
Yeah.
Like, it's unlikely that the place that you move the first time is going to be, like, the neighborhood that's, like, perfect for you.
All I know, though, is I heard this actually on, I forget whose podcast specifically, but they said don't get a first floor apartment specifically for the rat situation.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's, like, not, I will not let us
live. Well, also, first floor apartments seem dangerous to me. I would not
want that either. Well, that too. Like, safety, but, like, also, like, the rats, apparently, the higher up you are, the less likely, obviously, like, the rats can travel. So get, like, let's get a maybe, like...
Like, third floor?
Yeah, third floor, sixth floor, I don't know.
I mean...
If it has an elevator, maybe a little higher.
Well, I don't know that they have elevators.
Some do. And I have a friend who lives in the financial district, and he lives on the 37th floor, which is a little scary to me.
Well, he must live in, like, a luxury building.
Yeah, he does.
we're going to talk about money in a little bit, but, like, I don't know what we can afford in terms of...
Yeah. That also depends on the job situation, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, if we make a lot of money, we can ball out.
Yeah, I'm assuming, like, $1,500 is, like, a... good range-ish.
Each, yeah. So
yeah,
like,
each.
So we're going to look for, like, probably, what, a 2x1, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we have our own bathrooms, that would be nice.
I think it's unlikely, though.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely unlikely.
I'm hoping, but I'm not optimistic about a 2x2.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not optimistic either. But then yet again, they say, like, it's a good time to move because
the rent is so much cheaper.
Yeah, I think it's not that cheap, but for New York, it's cheap.
Yeah, I think we could get, like, probably, I've seen, like, $1,000 bedrooms, like $2,000 2-bedroom apartments that look normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been looking on Street Easy, apparently, is the place to go. That's what you told me. And, yeah, I don't know. I've been looking, and I'm, like, seeing all these places, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can see myself living there. And I'm like, oh, I love the exposed brick. Like, yeah. I'm, like, hyping myself up.
We're gonna be living up. I can't wait to, like, share everybody with everybody, like, the journey. And, like, especially follow us on Instagram because you'll see, like, it all happen in real life when that happens. The other thing is that we have to, like, see what apartments are available when we are ready to move.
Yeah.
So, like...
Well, they say September is actually a good time because that's when most leases are up anyways. So, September is when people move.
Okay.
So, I'm like, that's good to know. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, too, that's, like, if we find an amazing apartment in one neighborhood, but it's not, like, our ideal neighborhood, like, we might take it. And then the next time around, you know, we might move to a different neighborhood. So, but, yeah, Lower Manhattan for sure. Soho, West Village, East Village. I don't think... Like, because we don't know the city, like, super well, we're not probably going to be that picky just because we don't know.
I mean, I grew up going to the city often just because, like, my family is from there. And then also, like, I don't know, I went there recently. Well, in 2020, before everything went down, I went to New York City. That was the last place I went.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was the last place I went. And I know that, like, Lower Manhattan is really great.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm fine with maybe
it's the most expensive part.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. You pay for the experience.
No,
that's what I'm
100%.
Telling
myself. Okay. This is like a tangent and not something that was asked, but people ask me all the time, like, saying, like, why would you move to New York? Like, it's so expensive. And I'm like, I'm paying for, like, the best experience of my life.
Yeah.
It's like joining a sorority kind of thing. Like, you're, people think, oh, you're paying, like, for friends or, like, you're, like, wasting money. But I'm like, no, it's not a waste of money when it, like, shapes your entire experience.
Yeah. But that's the thing, too, because some people are more of an experience person and some people aren't. And I would definitely say I'm more of an experience person. And so, like, I'd rather go pay for some fun vacation than pay for, like, a couple thousand dollar bag.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, I think it's kind of applies to this situation.
Yeah, I don't think I'm, like, an expensive person other than, like, when it comes to experiences. Like, I'll ball out for an experience, but, like, I'm not gonna ball out for, like, $100 t-shirt. Like, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely not for $100 t-shirt.
I know people that do that, though, and I'm like, why?
I do, too. It's funny because one of my best friends just bought a really cute t-shirt. Or no, not a t-shirt, a sweatshirt. And I think she paid over $100 for it. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. Where'd you get it from? And then she told me where. And I was like, yeah, I'm definitely not going to get that.
So the next question that we had was, what are some of our fears associated with moving? Or are we afraid? Are we nervous?
Maybe a little bit money-wise. They say, I always hear, New York is expensive. New York is expensive, like we were mentioning. But I mean, I'll see how, like, you know, managing money. And I know, like, you know, the happy hour culture is very prevalent. So yeah. I just need to make sure in terms of, like, budgeting.
Yeah, we'll just have to have budgets.
Yeah, that I don't go to happy hour every day. Also, I'm a big, like, athlete, too. So I'd rather, you know, feel healthy during the week and, like, work out. And then, like,
have
maybe
fun on the weekends.
Save my drinking for, like, the weekends. Just because I like waking up every day feeling like, you know, I can be a productive human.
Yeah, honestly, for me, like, fear-wise, I'm not really afraid at all. I felt, like, a lot of peace about the decision, and, like, I made this decision, like, a year ago, essentially, and I haven't been nervous since. And I think it's primarily just because, like, the money situation, like, yeah, that can be, like, a little iffy, but it's, like, a thing where I'll have a budget and I'll follow it, you know? And I'll, like, I have a good career path that I know that I'll make enough money to be fine. So I'm not worried about, like, having to live paycheck to paycheck. So I'm really blessed about that. But in terms of, like, getting homesick, like, I'm not the kind of person to get homesick at all.
Yeah, no.
I'm not worried about that.
I'm not homesick. I know that, I don't want to say I know that I won't be homesick because you never fully know. But, like, I have my brother that lives there.
Yeah,
and,
that's nice.
You know, my cousins in the NYPD, so I feel like a piece of, like, safety around that. If, like, anything ever happens, like, I have my back covered, and, like, well, both of us, like, you know, we're covered. And then, I don't know, I mean, I'm just not, like, necessarily scared, but while you were talking, I did think the subway situation.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I don't like small confined places, especially underground. I don't know why, it's always freaked me out.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah,
I'm just nervous about getting lost.
Oh, well, that's definitely gonna happen. So you just kind of have to go.
Well,
I think
that they have, like, an app for the subway or something now.
Oh, they do. I've done it before, like, in Europe when I studied abroad. I took a lot of subways, and, like, It's definitely, like, interesting. Just growing up, because I'm from Arizona, mm-hmm. obviously, here in Texas, and we don't have that kind of thing here.
Yeah.
So, it's like a cultural shift in that way.
I'm actually really excited not to have a car. People ask me if I'm going to take my car, and I'm like, no, because
you won't need it.
One, I don't know that most apartments have parking, and...
It's expensive, too. It's, like, probably $500 a month to, like, store your car.
What the heck? Yeah, that's a waste of money. But... Also, you don't need it. Like, you can walk, you can take the subway. Like, why would I want my car? And it's just, like, another expense. Like, you have to keep paying for it. You need insurance. I don't want any of that. Maintenance. Yeah.
No, it's, like, it's an unnecessary thing. And, like, you know, you have Uber, you have taxis, yeah. you have your feet. And, you know, that's the best exercise, too. I swear, you can, you know, say if you end up indulging a little bit too much, just go on
walk
a few
it off.
Walks. Walk it off and you'll be fabulous.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then the only like real fear I would say is just like worrying about like making friends and just like finding community and like finding just like, I don't know, like having a group, you know, because I'm
yeah.
You're post-grad and like you've moved to like back home. So you've like already dealt with the kind of like moving away from your friends situation. I haven't yet. So I think that's just something that everybody goes through that I'm just like nervous about.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if you really throw yourself into work and you have like a good company culture, like a young one, you'll be fine. But like also my best childhood friend growing up, she spends the summers in New York and she told me all of the great places to like network and like meet young people. And like honestly, my friend also lives in New York and he said if you join the Equinox gym, it's the best. We were talking about this earlier, but it's, like, networking and just, like, obviously a gym as well, but it's great.
It's great for, like, yeah, socializing, for meeting people, all the things, yeah. I love Equinox. Go Equinox. Okay, the next question was, or somebody asked about savings tips to afford New York City, so we can talk all things money.
Well, I would say, honestly, this is funny, but moving home... If you can have the chance to move home for a few months just because, like, you are able to save so much more money if your parents are, you know, if you have a great setup and be able to live rent-free at your house, do it. That's what I would say. It kind of sucks, to be honest, going from college to having all that freedom to moving back home. And not that my parents take away my freedom at all, but it's just like you miss a sense of independence that you once had. But you still do save a lot of money. And honestly, I don't mind it. I'm chilling with my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's fun. It's good. I'm like now cherishing these moments because I'm like, realize I wouldn't have this experience otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been super like, specific about saving for New York City just because I already like feel like I have money saved that I'll be fine regardless. Like moving is very expensive and I've actually never like really moved. I've only ever moved out of my parents' house to like 20 minutes away to an apartment by the campus that I go to. So I've never had to like deal with like moving cross country, like paying to like have a U-Haul or like, I don't even know, ship one of those like pods somewhere. I don't even know how to move, honestly. So I don't really know how much it all costs. So I'm not really, like, doing anything specific to save for New York just because I know I have enough money, like, way more than it should cost, you know? So I'm not really worried. But I think one thing that I do just in general to save is, like, I just save a certain amount of money every single paycheck, like, regardless of, you know, if I'm moving, if I'm not moving, just, like, I want to save certain amount of money every single paycheck, so I just have that like auto deposit into my bank account and I just don't touch it. And I think another good thing too is just to like build out a spreadsheet and figure out like how much it's realistically going to cost to move, which I'll have to do that at some point. You will too.
I mean, it's a few thousand dollars, especially because for us it's going to be a cross-country move.
And that's like really
expensive. And I mean, obviously we don't know like the logistics of, are we gonna fly? Are we gonna drive? Like, who knows? But also, while you were, like, talking, too, I realized, like, it's really important, just an overall saving thing is to just be aware of, like, what you're spending. Like, if you're really in saving mode, like, maybe you shouldn't go out with your friends, like, 5 nights a week if you're, like, you know. Or just, like, if you're a big Postmates person, maybe, you know, rail it in a little bit.
Yeah, cook at home a little more. Yeah, I think it's a thing too where you just have to decide like where you're willing to sacrifice, if how much you need to like sacrifice just to like get it done. But I don't think like there's any specific saving tips that I have beyond just like normal saving tips. Like just figure out how much it's going to cost, how much time you have, and then, you know, divide it up over time. It's like, do I need to save $500 a month or like $1,000 a month or I don't know. And then figure out what ways you can cut back on your current expenses in order to make that happen. It's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy. I mean, saving overall for like anything like this, it's pretty just like, it comes down to like your priorities, to be honest. You know, how bad do you want to move? And if you want to move badly enough, then you'll stick to it and save the money that you need.
Yeah. And if you like are in a situation where you're struggling to save money, just like with your own expenses and like your needs, like maybe you need to think about getting another job, like another part-time job, or like figuring out how to like make money on the side.
Like babysitting is always good.
Yeah.
Fast cash, that's what it is.
Be an Uber driver, I don't know. I've, like, never really been in that situation, which I'm so lucky to say that. Like, I've never been in a situation where I, like, am worried about, am I going to have enough money to do, like, to move or to do this or to do that. So, yeah, I think, yeah, prioritize things. And if you need to, like, find other ways to make money to make it happen, like, make it happen. If, like Sarah said, like, if you really want it to happen, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for me personally, like, I was living in California and doing all of these jobs. And, you know, I was fine. Like, I could do things with my life, but I was barely saving anything because my income was so low. So that's, like, one of the reasons why I moved to, like, back home, because, you know, I was willing to, like, make that shift in order to save. So it's like you kind of have to give up some things, but you realize that like the return will be greater.
Yeah. So like going off the question of like how much do you need saved, it really depends on where you're moving to, where you're moving from, like how far the move is, because obviously a cross-country move is way more expensive than moving down the street, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I would say I'm like anticipating something around $5,000. Like, you know, if that's what it costs, that's what it costs. I'm prepared to pay $5,000, but I don't know. It could be $2,000. I have no idea.
Yeah, probably like $5,000 is a good. I mean, also, are we like including the cost of furniture and stuff like that as well?
That's like, yeah, I have no furniture.
That's a whole other beast.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, and then also, like, sometimes you have to put, like, security deposits down first and last month's rent, like, all of that kind of stuff. I feel like once we have all those numbers kind of, like, mapped out, then we'll, like, know for sure what the real number is. But, yeah, we're just anticipating thousands of dollars. Prepare for the worst.
Yeah.
Hope for the best.
I know. My savings account, I really hope it's fat when I move there.
We got a couple months, so we're good.
We're good.
Yeah. And, like, The other thing, too, is, like, I have a job right now, and you have a job right now, but we're, like, looking for other jobs to move with. Like, we're looking for a new job so that when we move to New York City, we have, like, a New York City-based job instead of, like, our current job, even though it's remote right now. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not going to quit my job until I find a new job. So,
yeah,
we just both will have income until we can, you know, make the switch.
Yeah. You just have to be smart about it. That's like life, though. You just kind of have to be smart about it.
Well, okay, let's tell the people what kind of jobs we're looking for. Like, what do we want to do in New York City? Like, why are we moving there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wanted to move there because I went to school in San Diego, and I love it. So beautiful there. Like, love the people. But, like, it's a very surf culture, and I wanted to be surrounded by people with like really big ideas. And so I was like, okay, where's a place where people have big ideas, big dreams, and big goals? And I was like, okay, New York City it is then. And I've always wanted to move there, so I want to be like a copywriter or like work in the media, honestly, doing anything related to writing. Like I said, I'm writing a book and I do like freelance copywriting and stuff like that. So that's really what I'm looking to do. And I mean, you obviously have your like graphic design.
Yeah, yeah. So like what I'm trying to do is work as like a visual designer, brand designer, web designer, that kind of thing. I'm trying to get like a role somewhere around there that's similar to what I do right now. But I want to work primarily in tech. And then eventually I'd like to pivot into being a product designer, which is like designing apps. And once I do that, I hope to one day eventually start my own tech company. So
I know
that's the goal. Like, tech entrepreneurship is the goal, but I know I have like a lot to learn on like the design side of things and like the logistics side of things. So I have like, I want to have like a lot of real world experience before I decide to like jump into that. And I need an idea. I don't have an idea yet for the company.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe an idea would be a little helpful, but that will come with time.
Yeah. So like, I want to move to New York City because I know it's like the best way to meet people, network, find like potentially a co-founder, find more people like-minded that, yeah, like you said, like that have big ideas, that have big aspirations. I think it's also another thing where culturally, like, I am from the city and I don't see myself ever moving somewhere that's not a big city. Yeah. So yeah, I just want to like, it's just another big city that's like a good place to move for
that's
my
me
career.
Like, hey, maybe when I'm like rich and can afford another house, I can have like a country house, but I will always be living like near a big city because yeah. I need that stimulation.
Yeah, I also just feel like New York has this like professional culture about it that I really enjoy. Like Austin, it has some of that, but it can be a lot more laid back, like you said. I mean, I'm sure California is even more laid back.
Oh,
but
it is.
I feel like Austin is, like, too laid back for me. Like, I get impatient around people who, like, don't do anything with their life. And so I'm like, I want to be surrounded by people who, like, have, yeah, those big goals and, like, want to, like, talk about it, want to, like, I don't know, inspire me to push for my dreams even more.
Yeah, you would hate living in California then.
Yeah, I love the hustle. So, yeah. Okay, and another question that we had was just tips on moving. So we haven't obviously moved yet, and I've never done a really big move. So I don't know if I have a lot of tips. So Sarah, you can take it away.
Yeah, I've moved actually a lot. In college, I was always changing houses and driving to and like from Arizona to California often. So honestly, moving tips, and I've done it all by myself usually. I've never really had help until this last time I moved back to Arizona, but
that's tough.
It's tough. I literally looked like a crazy person just shoving everything into my small Honda.
Oh my God.
And so I would say like my top tip is honestly just be organized, which sometimes I feel like it's really hard to be when you're moving because everything feels like a chaotic mess. But I don't know. I would say just like being organized is really important, and make sure you label things to remember like, okay, I put like the important stuff, like my underwear here, because the last thing you want to do when you're moving is you're not able to find the important stuff, like, you know, your clothes or your underwear, which, you know, you need to kind of have.
Or, like, medicine.
Or medicine or stuff like that.
Or, like, a fork.
Yeah. So, just, like, being organized, I would say, is, like, the best moving tip. And just be realistic about it. Realize that you're going to have to spend money and it's not going to be fun. So.
Yeah, I think I was just going to say, like, this is just a tip that, I mean, I haven't had practical experience, but just, like, obviously, just be prepared to spend money. Like, don't, you can't, like, avoid it. Like, just be over-prepared in the financial department. Like, have a cushion. Like, know what you're going to spend money on and then budget, like, extra.
Yeah.
Because stuff always comes up. Like, you might need maintenance on your new apartment. You might need, I don't know, your movers might be more expensive, or you might, like, need them for an extra day that you didn't plan for or whatever. Like, something always inevitably is going to go wrong.
Always have, like, a bigger budget, too, than you think you need. And that goes into any aspect of your life. Like, have a bigger budget for, like, food even, too, because, like, you sometimes forget, like, oh, you need to tip the waiter, and that's always, like, an extra $10. So it's just, like, and with moving, it's, like, okay, make sure, you know, you have a bigger budget, and you can pay someone, maybe, to help you move.
Or, like, I know, depending on what apartment we get, like, if we get, like, a sixth-floor apartment, and we have to, like, walk up the stairs, like, we're gonna have to pay somebody to help us.
Yeah. We'll definitely get our steps in.
Yeah. I'm like, we will have to think about that too. So I think it's also, yeah, being organized and, yeah, planning for the worst, hoping for the best kind of thing.
I know. It'll be interesting too. We'll see how it plays out. And obviously we'll probably record how it goes.
Okay. Low key though, I'm like, I haven't said this on the podcast, but I'm thinking about like vlogging our move.
I think that would be fun.
I feel like people in my life would want to see this.
I feel like it would be super funny, to be honest, because if we do end up moving in the summer, I've heard other like podcasts about moving in the summer
in New York City.
And it is hot as hell. It's muggy. It's humid. And especially, I am praying to God in September. I mean, masks will probably be a thing, but like, I hope they're not, we have to like, I hope we don't have to wear them constantly, you know, while we're moving. Cause I cannot imagine wearing a mask, huffing and puffing and like,
oh my gosh, masked cardio is just not a thing for me.
It's so
absolutely
hard.
Not. No.
No. That's why I specifically run outside so I can just like, you know,
breathe you don't have to wear a mask. Air. Yeah. I can't, that's like the thing. Like since gyms, like you have to wear masks, like I've just quit doing cardio except for running outside because I just like physically cannot.
Yeah, no, it's like it's definitely a no, and it's definitely a no when it comes to moving. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Just like it's definitely a cultural. It's a cultural shift.
I'm like just interested in all the cultural like shift aspects of New York, like the food and the people and like just
the best food. Like literally the best food.
I think another thing I'm really excited for, let's talk about some things we're excited for because I think that's a great way to end off the episode. I think one thing I'm really excited for is just like the diversity of people we're gonna meet.
Yeah, no, that's my thing too. Like I was living in San Diego and it's very white, to be honest. And I mean, that's fine, but personally I want to surround myself with people who will really, you know, like push how I think and like don't think this like the same way as
me. Challenge you.
Yeah, I think it's important to like obviously like you're supposed to diversify your income, you're supposed to diversify the people you surround yourselves with, because otherwise you're just gonna be a boring person. And it's important to like educate yourself about these things. And like I think the amount of growth that we're gonna have is
it's gonna be good.
And then also just like low-key the food and like just like going to happy hour and just like all the typical like girly things, but I'm excited. And like Central Park, I love Central Park.
I'm excited for all the Instagrammable moments.
I know. And then hopefully, you know, we can meet some hot men as well.
Yes. Yeah, literally. I'm excited for the boys.
Of course.
I'm excited for just like a completely just 180 different experience. Like obviously Austin's a city, but it's so different than New York City. And like I think I'm excited too to like just have new places to explore, you know, because I've lived in Austin my entire life, so this is like the moment that feels like me leaving the nest, kind of, you know. A lot of people get that sense when they go to college, and I did a little bit just because I don't live with my parents anymore, but like I've never lived in another city, so I feel like it's like gonna open me to a whole new like experience in life.
Yeah, my cousin put it best this way. So he went to college in Arizona and he was from Arizona as well. So he got a job originally with Macy's, I believe, and he moved to New York City, and he put it best this way. And he was like, Sarah, it's basically like freshman year all over again. And so I was like, okay, this is fun. And I mean, one thing I do want to be cautious about is like burning out too. I don't want to burn out. So I'm just going to try to take it easy, you know, like not rush into anything, but still have a good time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think it'll be good too, just to like, especially like since things aren't fully open yet, like it'll be good to like slowly like deal with the shift. Cause obviously, I mean, it depends on like the remote working situation. I'm under the assumption we'll get like a job based in New York City, but we'll be working remotely for a while, if not until like next year. Cause I've heard a lot of places are like remote till 2022.
Okay.
And so like, I'm assuming like we'll be still spending a lot of time at home. So it'll be good to like, not just, be completely like thrown into like going to the office every single day and like then going to happy hour afterward and then, you know, doing like just
so
like
exhausting.
Crazy stuff every single day. Like it'll be a little bit more easygoing to start off.
It's good to like break it up so you don't like shock your system and you're like, what the heck?
Oh my gosh, I am a little nervous though just about like the work culture in New York, because I know it's like people work longer hours, people are expected, more is like expected of them. And like I work in tech, so like I feel like tech in general like has a little bit more of a lax culture versus like, I don't know, traditional like, I don't know, like in finance or I can't think of like another industry, but like a lot of people that work in other industries, like they have a lot
more strict expectations of them. So I'm not sure, like, what tech in New York will be like, if it'll be, like, similar to here where it's more easygoing. But
yeah,
I'm scared of, like, having to work 11 hours a day.
I feel like tech and media are relatively more chill than, like, finance, obviously. Like, honestly, if you don't want to have a life, no offense to anyone who
just work in finance.
Yeah, but work in finance, because I have friends who work in finance, and they say sometimes they go to bed at 2 a.m. and accounting, too. I have a lot of friends who are accountants, and they have been working some nights until midnight, from 9 a.m. to midnight. And I'm like, hell to the no.
Yeah, like, I don't even think you could pay me enough to do that.
No, you literally couldn't pay me enough to do that. So I think, like, work-life balance will definitely be, like, an interesting thing to juggle, because as, like, a lot of people know, like, New York City is, like, the hustle center, and I'm like, okay, we shall see how this works. Like, I don't want to, like, fall into that trap, but, you know, I also am excited to be around, like, people, like, yeah, I said, with big ideas.
I'm excited to keep y'all updated on, like, how everything goes, and, like, y'all will be here to, like, see and hear about everything that happens. So it'll be so good. I'm so excited.
I know. I'm so excited. It'll be, we're going into, like, the new chapter of our life together. We're, like, a married couple.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for being on the pod, Sarah.
Of course. It was so much fun.
Obviously, you need to plug yourself, so
yes,
go for it.
Well, feel free to slide into the DMs. I'm always available to chat and talk and all the fun things. So you can follow me on my personal Instagram, which is Sarah Whitney Humphrey, and Sarah is with an H. And then I also have a podcast, like I said, and you can follow me there, and it's It Ain't It Sis Podcast, all one word.
All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and be sure to go follow Sarah on all her socials, as she said, and be sure to also go listen to the episode that we recorded on her podcast, It Ain't It Sis. We talk all about kind of communicating our roommate expectations, which is kind of funny. We realized we never really talked about this before deciding to be roommates together, which would have been a good idea, but honestly, we get along so well. Like, I knew we would click and we wouldn't have any issues, but we got down to the nitty-gritty. We talked about what we care about in terms of, like, cleaning, or our expectations in terms of having friends over, or throwing parties, or boys, or the most infamous question of what the thermostat should be set at. So you can hear about all of that and more over on her podcast. I don't think it's up yet when this podcast episode goes out, but just go be sure to look at my Instagram. I'll be sharing it multiple times on my Instagram story when that comes out. So be sure to listen to that episode. It's a good one. My voice is also gone in that episode because we recorded it on the same day. So I'm very sorry about that, but it's a good one. It's fun. It's casual. And yeah, I'm just so grateful to have this podcast, have this community, and have Sarah, honestly. Like, all of this in combination has brought me to the point of life that I'm at now. And it's crazy to think about, before I started this podcast, I never had the dreams that I have now. And so I'm so grateful for you guys pushing me to dream bigger and bringing me to the place where I'm at now, and having the dream to live in New York City, and having Sarah along the ride with me. So again, I'm just so, so grateful and so, so excited for this next chapter of my life. So you guys, be sure to subscribe, be sure to stay tuned, be sure to follow me, because I can only imagine that everything is gonna get even better. The content's gonna get even better. I'm just, like, so excited for what's to come for y'all. So yeah, that is it. That's all I got. I love you guys, and I will see y'all next Wednesday. Bye, y'all.